We don't know if the Clinton and Obama campaigns ever considered settling their differences with a good karate match. If so, it might turn out like the new movie starring Jackie Chan and Jet Li. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan reviews The Forbidden Kingdom.
The Forbidden Kingdom is the kind of martial arts family film you get when the director of Stuart Little works with a team of Chan and Li. Kung Fu Light. When you call it cartoonish, smile all the way to the bank. The storyline involves a nerdy teen from Boston named Jason who goes through the gate of no gate, seriously, and ends up making kung fu history in China's mythical past, where it just so happens everyone speaks English.
I don't know what you're saying. I can't understand you.
That's because you're not listening.
Jason's task, whether he wants it or not, is to deliver a long-lost weapon to the Monkey King, who has been imprisoned in stone for the past 500 years. Jason's sidekicks include Golden Sparrow, a young woman hell-bent on revenge. Fighting for Team Evil is the white-haired demoness, a woman who wields a mean whip as well as a sharp tongue.
She will kill you, witch.
Not if I kill you first, orphan.
Well, okay, the great martial arts films of the past didn't exactly feature scripts by Ingmar Bergman. What they did have was a hardcore integrity that reveled in exhilarating action and didn't worry much about market share. The Forbidden Kingdom keeps referring to arcane martial arts moves with names like the Buddha Palm and the dread Iron Elbow. But it never overcomes its overall doofiness.
Kill them.
If you've been looking for a martial arts film to take Granny and the kids to, this might be the one. But a Jackie Chan-Jet Li collaboration deserves better than that.
Film critic Kenneth Turan.